Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Hollywood Live Extra with Tanya Hart.
I'm Tanya Hart. You're listening to Hollywood Live Extra. I've got a treat for you today. My guest is a national treasure. You know, he has made America laugh for 30 years as creator and executive producer of one of the longest running primetime television shows, America's Funniest Videos on ABC. And yeah, we just happen to have one of the longest running friendships as well. Say hello to my buddy, Vin DeBona. Welcome to Hollywood Live Extra.
Tanya, how are you? It's always good to be with you, especially now on radio. This is great.
I know. And Finn, congratulations. 30 years. Good Lord. You said yourself on the anniversary show you never thought it would last. Really?
Never. No, I knew we had something really great. Because when we did the pilot and we were rehearsing the show, I watched the cameramen, and they couldn't hold their cameras steady. So I knew, okay, this might work, but never for 30 years. Wow.
Wow. Well, you know what I got to tell you? When I watched the anniversary show, I actually remembered some of those videos. And I got to tell you, they were still funny today. Talk about ageless.
Yes,
I mean, really, the show is just ageless. What is it? And part of that is, too, about the medium of television. What is it about this medium that can actually hold people's attention like that?
Well, you know, I remember after the pilot aired, I went to my office early on Monday morning, and I got a call. We're West Coast, and I got a call from the East Coast ABC switchboard, and it was like 7:30 in the morning, but it was 10:30, obviously, in New York. And she said, "I have a couple calls I want to put to you," and I took the first two calls, and one was a woman who said, how can I get a place to buy the same jacket that Bob Saget had on? I said, okay, that's pretty good. And the second call was from another person who said, hey, what a great idea. Real people, no celebrities, real life situations that seem to have gone wrong. I think you got a good show.
There you have it. Yeah. There you have it. And that's exactly what it is. And you know what's interesting? Because in 30 years, television and the technology has changed. I imagine when the show first went on, what was the format that people were even sending this stuff in?
They were sending betas and VHS tapes.
And
some home movies.
Yeah. I don't know if people even listening to this today even know what those are, but
no,
go Google it, everybody.
They were big and they were clunky, and the cameras weighed, I don't know, 20 pounds.
I know. Who knows what they, you know, it's so funny because you must get in, how many of these things do you get in even now? How many videos do you get in every week?
Between 3,500 to 5,000 a week.
Oh my gosh.
The best days, during snail mail, we would get in 800 tapes. We'd be ecstatic. But now it's over the hill.
So, I was going to say, so what do you have, like Santa's little elves or something in there 24/7?
We have some full-grown elves, actually, who have a real good handle on what is comedy. And the interesting thing about watching tapes or videos is that you have to watch them in real time. You can't fast forward. Because if you do, you know, you lose those nuances that happen when somebody raises an eyebrow after a cat has jumped across the room, you know.
Right.
So you got to watch them in real time, and they do about 200 each a day, and we plow through them.
Oh, my gosh. And, of course, at the end of the day, you come up with some really good ones, and people can actually win money. I know they like that part of it.
Yeah, we've given away almost $15 million over the 30 years. So,
wow.
You know, it's partly I'd like to get my clip on TV, and partly, hey, I'd like to cash in and get some money, you know. So a little bit of both.
Wow, you were doing that before Oprah. Now we know where Oprah got that from.
Yeah, right.
Okay. True. And you also spawned kind of a new industry of people creating their own videos. Has it ever become competition for you?
No. When people produce their own videos, we generally say this was done by this person and it's produced. Sometimes they go to other shows, but we have, you know, our real handle on our audience is family-friendly TV. So families can rely on tuning in our show with their family and their kids and not have to, whoops, turn away from the TV or hit mute or just turn the thing off, because they know that they can rely on us to bring TV for kids from 3 to, you know, 83.
Yeah, that's
And we
true.
Do have some 83-year-old kids, I'm telling you.
I know. Isn't that the truth? I think whenever I get to be 83, I'll be one of them, and I'm so sure that the show will still be on the air. Of course, that won't be for a long time, since I've been 39 for last few birthdays.
Well,
we're
going to
stick with that one.
That's good. It's a good strategy, and you're sticking to it.
I'm sticking to it, and it seems to be working okay.
I think so. Yeah, you bet.
You know, what has been the funniest moment for you, Vin, you know, working on the show, and also maybe one of the funniest clips?
Well, I can't really give you the funniest clip, because I'm always hoping that the next clip in the bin is going to be the funniest. There are two clips that stick with me that really are they're more the social kind of, not dilemma, but state of the social conscience. Kindergarten. And in kindergarten, when kids graduate, they wear caps and gowns. And usually the teacher brings them up to the microphone and says, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" So a typical situation, same thing happening. And a little girl gets up and says, "I want to be a doctor." And the teacher says, "That's great, you can be a doctor." A boy gets up and says, I want to be a bat-wing bat. And the teacher says, "You want to be a bat-wing bat? What is that?" "I don't know, but I want to be a bat-wing bat." And then another little boy gets up and the teacher says, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And the little boy says, "I don't want to grow up." Now, here's the second one that I love a lot. Mom and dad are doing flashcards with a three or four-year-old girl to work her numbers with her. So they hold up a number 5, and she says 5. They hold up a number 7, and she says 7. A number 10, and she says 10. And they hold up a number 11, and she says, "Pause." Because she's used to seeing the pause button on her phone or the VCR, and two vertical lines mean pause.
Ah, see?
Yep.
Okay. That's where we've gone in terms of technology.
Exactly right.
That's too cute. Oh, so I'm going to share with you, I don't think I've ever told you this story. I did tell your executive assistant this story. I think I've never shared this. I don't know if I've shared this with anyone. So one day on Sunday afternoon, I was going to get in my jacuzzi hot tub. And I opened it up, and for the first time ever in life, there was a tiny, tiny, tiny little dead mouse in there. And if there's one thing I'm afraid of, it's a mouse. Mm-hmm. You know, any kind of rodent. And needless to say, I screamed bloody murder. I mean, just scream. And my husband came out, Phil came out, and he said, what is wrong? I'm like, "Oh my God, there's a mouse in the jacuzzi." Okay, get the thing and take the mouse out. It's pretty easy. You have that little thing that you get stuff out of.
Right.
Cool.
Yep.
And so, okay, so fast forward another hour. I'm like, "Oh, let me just go relax, sit down, and go watch, you know, America's Funniest Videos." I swear to God, I turned the TV on, and it's the opening, and I don't even know what the story was about, but I turn the TV on, the show is on, and there is a mouse running across somebody's valance on the drapes or something.
Oh, yeah, sure, right.
You remember that? I don't even know if you remember that clip. Probably you don't.
I do remember that clip because I had a similar experience in a boardroom in Boston. We were sitting in a boardroom. There must have been about 12 of us having a board meeting. And there was a valance that ran all around the room. And we all stopped and looked up, and there was this tiny little mouse running all around the valance. And we had the same experience. He was really cute, though. This guy was really adorable.
Well, this one might have been, too, because it was on your show. At least it wasn't in my pool. But the fact that I had just seen a real one, and I turn on TV, and there it
there
is. I mean, I had the most unbelievable meltdown. It's embarrassing, okay?
Oh, that's funny.
They almost had to take me out of here. And it was on TV. That's how real this was to me.
Yeah.
So yes, your show creates that kind of an experience. I just wanted you to know that.
Basically, they are little documentaries of American life that go terribly wrong.
Yeah.
But it's real.
But it's real, and it's funny.
Yeah, and it's funny, of course.
But sometimes, you know, it's a funny thing, too, about this show, because a lot of times people are doing stuff, you say, oh, my God, are they okay? Because you wonder, you know, some of them have been pretty intense, and how do you know that people don't hurt themselves?
Well, we have a rule that says if they don't get up, we don't use it. And so we generally wait for them to either turn over, sit up, say, I'm okay, and that's kind of our rule, because we don't want to show anything that's going to be harmful and hurtful, although a hit to the crotch is hurtful no matter how or where it comes from.
That seems to escape our
rigorous rules, a hit to the crotch.
You're listening to Hollywood Live Extra. I'm Tanya Hart. My guest today is Vin DeBona, creator and executive producer of America's Funniest Videos. You know, for the last how many years now has Alfonso Ribeiro been there? Has it been three?
It's been five years.
It's been 5 years already.
It's been 5 years. This is his fifth year.
You're kidding.
Isn't that amazing?
My God, it goes by. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And he really brought, you know, Tom was there for years, my longtime buddy from Boston as well.
Yep. And mine,
then, of course,
too.
Before, yeah. And then Bob Saget was just, yeah. So you've had three
Saget
hosts,
was there
right?
for eight.
Okay.
Then John Fugelsang and Daisy for two.
Oh, then, Daisy, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah, Daisy and John.
And then Tom picked it up in year. We were sort of off the air for about 6 months and then did a bunch of specials. And then the 11th year, we came back on with Tom. And Tom did 15 years.
Yeah, no, I know. He was the longest running host. But it's so interesting because Alfonso really has kind of brought it into the 21st century, I think.
He has. He's brought us a whole new audience. And we're blessed enough to remain the strongest show on ABC on Sunday nights. We were number two last night against football and two football
and
games and the Golden Globes.
And the Golden Globes, yeah, I know. I had to cover the Golden Globes, so I missed you last night.
That was a good show. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, I would have rather watched your show, but that's okay. We do what we have to do. But anyway, you know, I do have to say you were honored when the Smithsonian came and said, you know what, this is a part of American culture. We need this in the Smithsonian. Tell me about that experience.
Well, you know, it's interesting because they don't want just a script from the show. They want something that has impact. Otherwise, they've got a bunch of scripts and it means nothing from all their shows. So they said, is there something that you can give us that is indicative of the show? And Sybil Lindenbaum, my press person, said, well, what about if we bring a camera? So she was able to call Helen and Bob Wolf and convince them, and she was the very first winner of the show. She was the lady caught in the dishwasher. And Bob filmed it, and so the Smithsonian took their camera, and it was the only camcorder they had in the entire Smithsonian, so it was a new kind of artifact.
Wow, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Isn't that something? And so people can now go to the Smithsonian and see a piece of America's Funniest Videos.
It's there. It's definitely there.
I absolutely love that. So, Finn, you know, I've got to say, people, and I know that most folks listening to this, and just in general, don't really understand how Hollywood works. I mean, heck, we don't even understand how Hollywood
That's
works
true.
That much these days. But, you know, you are a rare entity in this town, being an independent producer. There used to be a lot of independent producers.
Yes, right.
And now everybody is kind of in the digital world, but they don't really know how that works. And most of the, you know, the studios, some of them have gone away. I mean, you've outlasted several studios in this town even with
yeah,
this
have.
Show. But as an independent producer, what does that really mean in today's world? And will we ever see that come back again?
Well, I'm not sure we're going to see it come back like it was in the past. And in the past, an independent producer could own their own product. And so they would share in the back end. These days, that doesn't really exist anymore. We're fortunate enough to live under a contract that's 30 years old where we could make more inroads in profits. But as an independent producer, you're basically swimming upstream all the time. And to get a show on the air is remarkable. And then to get a show on the air that sticks is a miracle. So you're going anywhere from remarkable to miracle to make a hit show.
Yeah, you really are. And speaking of the Golden Globes last night, you know, you look at all of the winners and even the nominees, nothing from the networks.
Not a show. And yet
not
the show was on a major network. And
that's
the
right.
same thing with the Academy Awards and the Emmys.
You know exactly. So, what do you predict is going to happen? You're a senior statesman here in this business,
yeah.
And what do you think is happening with all this?
Well, we've been fortunate enough to diverse into social media. And we've been able to establish four or five different social media platforms, and that's become a second business for us. So, and it promotes our show, but not just our show, it promotes elements of the show that are their own separate shows. So there's a platform for kids, there's a platform for cats, there's a platform for weddings, there's a platform for frustrated parents or frustrated kids. And each of these platforms is fed on a daily basis. We send out for each of our platforms a 3-minute program and in some instances a 10-minute program every single day.
And that's what it's about.
Our new direction where corporate entities and mergers have really taken away independent producers. I think social media is one place where you can still make some inroads.
But see, you can do that because you've got such a great library.
Yeah.
You got a library. If you've got a library, you can do that.
Right.
What would your advice be, though, to all of the young people out there who are listening to this and say, well, what do we do? What should we be doing and what should we be working on?
Well, you know, I think the really interesting thing is if you create a show that is like other shows but is a variation, well, you're more than likely maybe to sell that show, but the network that buys it is going to own it, and you get a paycheck. You get a paycheck for working. So my advice would be if you're going to create something that is totally unique so that you have some bargaining power. So if you can create two places that want your product rather than just one, you've got a chance at maybe owning some of that. And the second part of that is try and launch it on the internet where you can, in many instances, own it yourself.
There you go. There you go. Words from the wise Vin DiBona. Vin, thank you so much. Thanks for being a friend for so long. I'm going to let people know that I kind of started out in this business with you way back in the Boston days. We won't even say how long ago it was.
No, we won't.
No. We don't even need to bother with that. But it was a couple of years ago.
Yep.
And we did some great things, which we'll let people know about.
We did a show in the community in Boston that really was outstanding and unique, and Tanya, Tanya and I are friends for life, as well several other people, and we'll always remain friends for life.
We will.
From a TV show.
That's right. It started with a TV show. We made a huge difference, and that TV show made a difference, and we're still making a difference, and
yep.
You are too, darling. And we expect that, you know what? America's Funniest Videos will probably go on longer than all of us, so there you have it.
It could happen.
It very well could happen. Vin, thank you so much.
Thank
we'll
you,
be
happy
seeing
New
you
year.
Again soon. Happy New Year to you too, darling. And for everybody else out there, Happy New Year to you. And do not forget to get the AURN app and subscribe to this podcast through SoundCloud, Stitcher, or any other podcast directory. Make sure you download all of these. You don't want to miss any of them, because if you do, then you're going to miss out on a whole lot of stuff. If you like what you hear, please leave us a 5-star review. I'm Tanya Hart. This is Hollywood Live Extra.
Hollywood Live Extra, a product of American Urban Radio Networks.
Mother's Day is almost here. And you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around, a watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom, and a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast, free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.